Looking at the sprawled frost giant, you think that in legend they seem bigger, but it's definitely sort of bluish and frosty looking. But not as big as
legends are always like that.
Baby frost giants have to come from somewhere, and you know, it's not like they're exactly going to be full grown, so
well, they do look sort of
it wouldn't fit through the door.
Non-babyish, but
it's a dwarf frost giant.
It's a petulant teenager. It decided to mix with the wrong crowd because it was not getting enough respect back home, you see. So it was a bad boy.
I'm checking it really is dead and slitting its throat just in case, saying, "Nemito te mortum, saluto die."
Indeed.
But we pillaged everything of value from...
There was fuck all.
Up here. No. I'll come to that in a second. You've also raised some various other NPCs, and you've done a bit of first aid on them.
And we get a focus point back.
Sorry?
And I get my focus point back.
If it's 10 minutes, yeah, sure. Valerie is looking very dodgy. Harry's pretty dodgy, and Amiri's raring to go, though. She's not exactly full health, but better than nothing.
Yeah.
Which one's that? This one?
That's Harim is here. That's...
Yeah, I don't see a name when I float.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
So Harim's the dwarf picture.
Yep.
Amiri is the barbarian lady.
Yep.
And Valerie is the warrior-y type. And she's not looking well. But better than she was when she was lying unconscious on the ground.
Good stuff. Well, with my boyish enthusiasm, have I got any... what's his consumables left? I don't think I have any... I don't have any healing pouches left, or any healing left. Damn.
On that front, you said, have you looted absolutely everything? Well, there's a pile of bodies in this room. You've done a cursory inspection, but
Laid them out in a nice orderly manner.
Make a flat check.
A flat perception.
No, just a D20 roll.
Okay, D20, and
make how many of them do I call you?
Okay, flat D20 roll, not very good one, but it's flat. Yes, with boyish enthusiasm, I go over and offer to bind her wounds and give her a healing potion, because they're bloody excellent.
I thought you didn't have one.
I've got a quantity of naught, damn. I've got a potion of fire retaliation. Can't have had, we didn't get that. I must have picked that up by accident.
No. A fire retaliation.
We did get that.
Yeah, we did.
I think we gave you one.
Fantastic.
Fire retaliation.
Yeah. If someone fires at you and you've dropped the potion, you burp or something.
Fire resistance. I gave you a potion of, not fire retaliation.
Yeah, I don't. I remember fire resistance, but I don't remember retaliation. I'm going to delete that and add a potion of fire resistance.
Yeah, lesser potion of fire resistance. You do have
lesser or minor.
I think I've got a bark skin potion here.
Yeah, we did pick that up.
So you've got four minor healing, a bark skin potion, and a lesser potion of fire resistance.
Well, I doubt I got there. Got all of them, but yeah. As in the party got.
Indeed, yes. The group put them.
Right, so we search these bodies.
Yeah, just give me a sec. I just wanted to see how many rolls you need to make. Okay. You can make 11 rolls.
Who? Between?
I mean, the party needs to make 11 rolls.
Well,
these are straight rolls, yeah?
Just okay. roll 11d20.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody roll 11d20.
Okay, well, 10 more, actually, because Delor's done one already.
Goodness.
Right. And if you click on the 87, you can see what the individual numbers are.
Yeah. Ooh, you got a 20 and you got a 1.
Yeah. A good spread. Someone worked on their random numbers.
You find 3 more potions of minor healing.
3 more potions of
minor healing.
Well,
we can give two. One to Valerie and one to Hassan.
Yeah.
I would very much like one to have, but...
Yes, I've still got one.
Yeah. So you take the third.
Thank you. So healing minor.
So how do you want to do Valerie and Hassan? Do you want to roll on yourself, Pete?
Harim, do you mean? Not
Harim, sorry.
Roll a D8, whatever the number is.
Yeah.
We're consistent on those.
And roll one for...
Well, you can do that, Howard, because she's your friend.
Valerie.
Okay, can you see? I can do... What am I rolling?
D8.
Valerie. D8 for Valerie.
D8 for Valerie. Okay, let's see how well Miss Valerie does.
Much better.
Not bad.
Okay. She looks roughly 8 times better.
Okay. I am chatting up Valerie and then Lindsay, sitting on the end of the table and enthusing about how good healing potions are. And why didn't I know this earlier? I'd never had
enjoying this conversation very much. He's sort of looking up the underside of these empty healing potions, trying to get the last drop.
Oh, yeah, I'm addicted to these things.
I can stop any time I like, man. I can.
And the best...
It's when you go down to those dodgy areas of town and get somebody to pick you up just so you can take a healing potion. That's when you know that you're really addicted.
That was my job. That was my job in the dojo.
Professional target dummy.
Yeah. Yeah, I would live it. I lived in a dojo, and I tidied up the mess after the fights.
Most of them aren't to the death, you don't know. Which is maybe why you're so interested right now.
I miss that.
So, whilst the pilfering of bodies is concerned, this angular room up here with the big dead splat, was there anything else of interest in there?
That's where all the bodies were. That's where the adventurers were.
Well,
the big splat was here. I just moved it. Because that was the giant.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, you know, seeing if there's anything interesting in here.
No, not beyond some other adventurer types.
So,
I would like to go and also have a little look out of this window as much as I reasonably can.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I keep colliding with the wall, so I can't kind of move into it.
Well, you can see out from your current position, can't you?
Yeah, well, it's a bit...
If you hold the shift key down, you can move not squares.
Okay, so you can hear and see a storm and rain peeing it down outside.
Is that to be? Were we expecting a storm tonight?
Do a knowledge nature roll.
Okay. Don't roll dice, press button.
Skills.
Yeah.
It's always worthwhile you actually saying the number because I may not be on the screen, which
has. So 13.
Okay, yeah. You were expecting, well, you thought it was a possibility, and it has.
Right, okay, what I'm getting at is it's not completely unnatural.
So. No, you thought that it looked a bit dodgy earlier on today, and then in the early evening you thought, yeah.
I can smell it in the air, something's coming. Jolly good. Yeah, like I say, it was simply, is this unusual? Yes, no.
It's not unnatural, no.
I quiz the girls as to what they think happened and why the why would the this house be under attack?
There's a lot of girls.
Three of them are right next to me, and there's a dwarf who I'm ignoring.
Sorry, he's ignoring you too, so works out.
Because I'm unpleasant like that.
Lindsay is sure she doesn't know, but she's thankful for your heroic efforts anyway. She says, looking up into your eyes.
It's only because I'm wearing a skirt and sitting on the chair.
It's all right, darling.
Does she have a flat head?
No.
I can't rest my beer on it.
I'm afraid not.
No.
Amory has no clue. Why this has happened, but she wants to beat the living shit out of whoever did it. She's quite cross with, the world in general, but herself in particular.
I can understand that.
And Valerie is not sure why it's happening. maybe Lady Jermundi is annoying somebody powerful.
Somebody extremely powerful. There's an awful lot of baddies. And they brought an awful lot of friends.
Big friends.
There's probably a lot more people hurt, injured, dead, or whatever. So shall we continue to explore the compound? It's probably better in a group because there's quite a few things like frost giants. Do you want me to open that door or are you going to do it, Kasula?
Me?
No, we're behind you, waiting.
I hop up onto the table and acrobatically jump down and then open the door. I look behind me for a moment and say, is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Tasri, you haven't said a lot.
That's because I'm sat here waiting for something to happen.
Cool. Then I'm going to open the door. Wish us luck.
All right. In here, you see your dining area.
You were here earlier.
It does not look the same as it used to. The Great Hall looks much different than it did hours ago during the feast. Three of the long tables have been turned on their sides and pushed against the large entry doors to the south to form a makeshift barrier. Dishes, broken goblets, and bloody stains mar the floor. Well, at least a dozen bodies lie against the east wall, where you are. Lady Jumandi's guards gather at the barricades and in front of the double doors leading into the west wing. These doors are sealed and several tapestries being torn down from the walls and wedged into the gap between the floor and the door in a feeble attempt to keep smoke from flowing into the hall from an apparent fire in the manor's west wing. There are seven guard types here. They notice you instantly as soon as the doors open. They wait for a few seconds. Who's that?
We come in peace,
says one.
Are they the guards we recognise?
Well, they look like Lady Jumandi's guards. They wear that sort of look to them. But anyway, one of them who's no spring chicken says, who goes there?
Well, we are Lady Jumandi's guests. I take the rest of the
come in.
The sleeping area has been.
What happened to that giant?
We were attacked in our beds, but we have fought our way through to come to your aid.
It's an ex giant.
Yeah.
An ex giant. You killed it.
Yeah.
Oh,
of course.
Excellent news. Excellent news for us.
Brilliant. I say news casually, as if I was involved.
And there was the ogre.
Oh, yeah.
Ogre.
Yeah, and all.
A bunch of assassins.
Yeah. But apart from that, we were fine. So, what's your...
We found these guys.
Yeah.
Just drag them into here as well.
Do you want to close the door behind us or leave it open and have someone on watch?
Close the door.
Entirely up to you.
If you want to close the door, you have to move back to it and close it.
Okay.
Or I can do it.
Whoever was...
No, it's good to make them do what they're meant to do.
Make them suffer.
No, if they're going to do things, make them do them. Because then they get in the habit of doing it.
So where are these guards?
Okay, so they are... I haven't put them on here, but they are effectively...
by the entranceway.
So there's three there, and there's four along here.
Are there more Vonglins in the castle?
Okay, one of them heads towards you, relaxing slightly. And he welcomes you in. I am Evenzi. I'm a lieutenant of Lady Jumandi. We are here to keep this secure.
Excellent.
How's the lady?
Well, she rallied us here. And after a lot of tough fighting, we managed to drive them off, though it was a close thing. Some fled east, but most of them fled west.
I'm checking out the bodies. Who's died? Anyone I recognise?
Nobody you care about particularly. No, not really.
Okay.
There's a few guards, but more ne'er-do-wells.
Well, I say my small prayer over them. Mitte timoteum, salute te. And I dress. I put them all in a state of repose and in an orderly line because I like that.
Okay, that will take you some time.
It will take me a while.
No problem.
I can see door here, door here.
So we know what areas we came through in the west.
East.
Oh, sorry, we were in the east.
Right, yeah.
So we can describe the places we went through.
Uh-huh.
And tell him if there were any bits we missed as far as clearing that area is concerned.
and how many people we killed.
Okay, he listens to your account of where you went and who you killed and so on. He's very impressed with the ogre and very impressed with the giant. I'm thankful for the dead ruffians.
Assassins!
Assassins, yeah.
Perhaps we should leave these wounded here and carry on hunting.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out, is there any part to the east that we haven't cleared yet?
Well, some portcullises came down, but we had no way of getting past them.
But is it all here?
The portcullises are there. It's just a restricted movement, deliberately. Lady Jermaine's lowered them. And until the base is clear, we're not raising them.
No, no, it's fine. Like I'm saying, I'm just trying to figure out if there is anything left.
I don't think we left any unexplored room.
He doesn't mention anything odd about this room or anything after you finished your story.
Right. Okay. If that's
this door, we cleared it. On the east side, because we came through this door.
Yes, you did.
So we haven't been through that door.
No, you haven't. Well,
also the one up here.
It's true. You can have a look in there if you like.
You know, it's just a storeroom or something, is what you're saying.
It's a privy.
Is Kyrian a privy too?
Sorry?
Is Kyrian a privy?
This is another door into the kitchen.
I'll stick it to you, Dave.
Oh, okay. So we've got some doors down here at the bottom, and we've got three on the other side.
There was one up here as well, but that's just another entrance into the kitchen.
The one down here needs to be outside. That's the door you came through when you initially came in for your feast.
So we should be worried about this side, yeah?
Yes.
Ask the guard if he's got access to any spare arrows.
Or healing potions.
Spare arrows, eh? We need crossbow bolts.
So, a bit slow and unwieldy.
He looks like he doesn't share your point of view. No, but if you were to go to the armoury, you'll find some.
Where's the armoury?
Well, he points to the west. Go through that door, down the corridor, and
fight your way down the corridor.
Who might we discover
straight
there?
Through the door at the end, and it's on your left.
How many people did you drive off? Or creatures? What nature of opposition might we find?
Well, there are some more frost giants. And
they didn't muck about when they attacked your stronghold.
No, he says. No, they didn't. Maybe a dozen more other brigand types.
Frost giants and brigands. Apart from the fact that frost giants are huge and you just have to hit them very hard, any advice on taking out another one? They are quite horrible.
Shoot them from range. Before they can get close to you.
Why do you think I want more arrows?
So where was this armory?
Down the corridor, he says, pointing through there. All the way to the end. Go through the doors at the end and then take the first door on the left.
So is this the most north door? Or the...
He points to the door next to you.
Oh, okay. So, well, are we going this way then, guys?
Yes. Yeah, give me a moment. I've got just two more bodies to sort out. There's dead bodies. You can't leave them.
Yes, you can. At some point, I'm just going to turn you into another one and dump it on top.
Good luck with that.
We've got some healing potions. We're not really needing them, are we?
Sorry, what?
Or conversely, I just won't bother with the healing you when you get stabbed at some point in the future. Because it seems to be a regular occurrence.
Go on then. You go through the door first.
You want me to open it? Goodness.
All right.
I thought you said this one. There's a room here. There's another privy.
You said something, Dave, but I couldn't hear what it was.
There's another privy here.
Oh, before then.
I thought you said it was this one.
Oh, just a minute.
Well, no, I said, is there any healing potions on them? If that's the question you're asking.
On whom?
On the dead bodies.
I was checking.
Yeah, that's another privy.
So, do you want me to step through first, or...?
You want to go through the main doors. The ones in the middle, he says, helpfully.
Those over here. Right, well, I'm ready to open them if everyone's in position.
Ooh, isn't this exciting? She says. Harim and Valerie kind of look at each other. We're not really up for this.
Stay here, then.
Au revoir!
Lindsay and Amory are definitely coming along there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm just going to move you back.
Well, if there's going to be an encounter, then, yeah,
you know,
back.
Well, sort of. He says, before you go through the door, see those curtains stuffed underneath the bottom of it?
You'll need to take that out of the way because it's burning through there.
Yeah, there's a lot of smoke. The master's set some of the rooms on fire, as far as we can tell.
Well, would now be a good time to take our potion of fire resistance, do you think?
No, it's smoke.
Then wait until you actually see the flames.
Yeah.
Okay, I will wet a handkerchief or a piece of cloth and put it over my nose and mouth.
Okay.
Probably a good tactic for everybody.
Yes, tissue. Just have a hanky and wet it with some beer.
So we expect it to be very smoky, which probably will obscure our vision. The smoke usually either fills the room or fills the top of a room. So, Lindsay, you will be specifically very useful at checking out anything happening below the smoke. So if you see anything we do not, please call it out.
All right.
So Dave forgot something. Was there any beer in here? Well, Kiri wouldn't have forgotten. Dave did. Is there any beer in here?
Not that you can say that.
Oh, okay.
No. You're all got cleared away. That anything that hasn't is thrown on the floor.
Not a very good haul, is it? You know, having some beer barrels left lying around for a thirsty guest in the middle of the night.
Stop with me. You're not dead.
Complain.
I wanted to award you some XP, but I don't know how I do that.
Give us an NPC and then just say we killed it.
No, the XP... It automatically happens. It's automatically assigned to us, I think.
Well, and that's what happened before. That's when we kill things.
Yeah, I want to give you some story XP for rescuing various peoples, Lindsay et al.
Mm. This sets a really bad precedent. If we're going to get experience points for saving people, dear God, that means we're going to be expected to do it more often.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced about this at all.
Any ideas, Tim?
Um, I imagine there's something in there to enable you to just grant XP.
I imagine there is too. But
if anyone wants to draw a shield or prep it or whatever, now is a very good time to do it. And should our Mr. Dwarf, you have one of those fabulous spells you did earlier, I would be appreciated if we're about to meet encounters including giants.
Yeah, but I have to keep it going, so it'd be best if I activate it when. Unless we're going to walk around all the time with me keeping it up, as they say.
Your ability to keep it up is not something I wish to discuss. I get embarrassed easily.
Do you have the reward XP module?
Where you can see what modules are installed.
That is true.
Options, modules.
Interesting. I've got...
It's not one of the ones that anybody ever recommended.
It's normal with saying you can do it with the macros.
Yeah, well, I would suggest you stick a pin in it, because it's not, unless you're going to give us lots, it's not going to make any difference at the moment.
No, okay, fair enough.
And I will, over the week, I will install that add-on.
Okay. Lovely. Right, so you've put some rags over your noses, some moistened rags, and...
We can always do curries with beer.
Beer's the best.
Okay, beer. Are we ready?
Yes, do it.
Okay, smoke is everywhere here. You can't see shit.
Drop to my knees and see if there's an air layer or kind of at the bottom.
The wide hallway is filled with billowing smoke. Further ahead, on either side of the hall, several open doorways are illuminated by flickering flames. You can instantly feel the smoke, you know, getting into your eyes, into your throat. You feel that if you were to progress, then you would suffer the effects of smoke, inhalation, etc.
Is there a window?
It is no better lower down than higher up, and not in the hallway, no. It looks like there's rooms to either side.
Okay, I'm going to go for the nearest door in the hope that there might be a window or something I can breathe out of. So, but I will go steadily so that I don't just disappear into the gloom. And the others can see where I'm going.
Okay, so as you go in, you and Mr. Dwarf can both make saving throws.
What are we throwing?
Pete?
Yeah.
You can do the experience now.
Okay. I'll just do the saving throw. I'll come back to you that in a sec.
Fortitude saving throw?
Yeah,
that would sound the most logical.
Well, assuming that that's what we're playing against.
Yeah, so, 42 save, please. Yeah,
I do very well at 25. Almost as well as I can do.
And Dave?
I'm just wondering if I got a bonus for some reason.
You probably get a bonus because you've got a cloth over your mouth.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if I've got a dwarvish thing.
If you have it, we'll take it into account, I presume.
Hope so. Fortitude. Don't know. Pretty good rolls.
Well done. We both did an excellent roll.
What did you get, Dave?
25.
25.
They both got 25.
All right. We both start to cough.
What?
That was loud. We both start to cough, and you are sickened one, the pair of you.
All right.
Sickened one. Okay.
God, if it's that bad, you don't want to go.
I can say effect sickened.
Yeah.
Okay, I've added sickened one to myself.
Yeah, me too.
And I have moved to the open. The door was already open when I moved to it, but it appears closed on the map. Should I just? I'll open it just for the sake of opening it.
Okay. You get there. You see, that room, basically, it is a light, a blaze. You can see that there's a body that's been
burned.
Charred beyond all recognition.
Wow, been burning a while.
But it seems to be contained in this room. There's a lack of carpet and a great deal of flammable material. But, it's on fire in here.
Is the window open?
No.
Is it a glass window or a shuttered window?
Anything we can use to put the fire out.
It's a glass window.
Beer.
Well, I don't have any beer available.
I throw something heavy through the glass window to see if it will vent some of this smoke.
What would you throw through the...
A dead body?
There's, are there shoes at the bottom of the bed of their bed or something?
Not really. There's there were some things that might have been shoes at one point.
Just go over and hit it with a sword.
Yeah. Well, okay, it's burning, but I'm tempted. I shall take my thing of fire resistance, and I shall head to... Oh, hang on. Come on. I shall head over there, open the window. Sorry. The door closed whilst I was clicking on myself. So, and I've just got to do the take my potion of fire resistance somehow.
All right.
Give me a moment while that works out. And
whilst they're doing this, is there anything within the Great Hall that could be used to put out fires? Either something that you could potentially beat a fire with, or any quantity of liquid?
No. So you got tables, you got benches, you got
lots of flammable shit.
The old tapestry still hanging up, but mostly
use of dead person's limb.
You got some bodies, but all the liquids have been cleared away, more or less.
We could potentially use things like some of the parts of the tapestries or something to try and beat out some of the fires. But.
What effect does the potion of fire resistance have?
It reduces fire damage by 5 a round and for an hour, I believe.
Well, interesting. It doesn't actually let you click on it to tell you what it does.
Oh, it did when I had a use button, but I've now used it. It's
gone. Yeah. I mean, normally they have a thing that tells you what the effect is.
Right. You break open the window.
It's either going to cause a conflagration to get worse, or it's going to vent the smoke. Depends how much smoke fire.
Conflagration gets worse as the oxygen suddenly floods into the room. And
but does the smoke clear? I stamp out the and separate the burning bits so they don't all fire off each other. I try to not extinguish, but sort of reduce the flames.
Okay. Your potion of fire resistance helps somewhat.
That's good.
5 points of damage.
Pardon?
You get burnt for 5 points of damage.
So that's including the five. Oh, I see what you mean. So there's so I'll take, well, easiest if I just take half.
No,
there's a half button.
Yeah, that's I'll try that now.
Oh, you get a reflex save. You can try one of those.
Oh, right.
Oh, blimey, I'd much rather have that. I'll undo that action. Give me a second. And I will try my reflex save because it's sometimes quite good. Attributes, reflex. Incoming. Oh, it's a 16. I don't know what I'm saving against. 15, you said last time, I think.
That is enough. So you will take half damage, and those
two.
So a half damage and then subtract five, so nothing. You duck as the flames billow up around you, and your potion of fire resistance stops the worst.
But am I effective at minimising the billowing flames and sort of trying to?
Well, it's a possibility, but it's not instant. But either way, it's quite hot in here at the moment, so may not want to hang around.
Okay, well, do my best to clear it out.
Are you going to remain in this room?
No, I leave, but kicking the worst burning bits separate of each other.
The room's on fire.
Yeah. But
so you're kicking a burning bit into another burning bit.
Yeah.
Close the door behind you.
Well, that won't let the smoke come out of the hallway otherwise.
Yeah, but it will stop the smoke coming in because the window will suck it out.
There isn't much of a door left anyway, so it's of little value. I mean, when you open the door in the first place, it probably half of it only sort of crumbled. And so
okay, that must.
Okay, so you come out of that room so you don't burn anymore.
Okay, Kiri must have moved on. I'll try and find him.
Kiri opens the next door, but doesn't actually go in.
Okay, go on then. Open the door.
Just does a quick look. Is there anything other than fire in there?
No. Well, bodies.
And then, assuming Dollar carries on, I'll have a go at looking through this window here.
Look, the corpses.
Not in burning rooms.
I'm just playing that little voice on his that sits on his shoulder.
Who's Kiri's or Dollar?
Kiri's.
Kiri's not interested in looting corpses except for if they've got alcohol.
How do you know they've got alcohol unless you loot them?
Well, that's next. But let's first get rid of this smoke.
A dungeon full of alcoholic healing potions.
Dane, did you pick up one of the hand crossbows?
I always have one.
You could try shooting out the window.
Good idea!
Take your potion first.
Get back here.
It doesn't have a potion. We only had one and you drank it.
Yeah, right. Go to the doorway and shoot my crossbow through there.
Okay, make an attack roll.
Is that it? Do I just click there?
Actually, what am I saying? You can't see the window. It's too smoky.
No. I can't see it.
Come on.
I'll go, Sam.
So I go back to where I was.
You cover me. I'll go in and break the window and see if there's anyone needs rescuing. I doubt it, though.
All you need to do is get close enough to see the window and then throw something at it.
He didn't have anything to throw. That was his problem.
No.
And it's not worth it. Having seen what happened in the first room,
no, this is true.
Stop breaking the windows. You're just going to make the fire worse.
Yes and no. Yes, initially, but it will help clear the smoke out in Donald's drink.
Does it have a door?
It does.
Remains of a door.
Yeah, well. So... Okay, anyone alive and suffering or anything interesting in here? Otherwise, I will...
Dead child bodies...
For fuck's sake, Howard!
Asleep.
Okay. Well, for the sake of argument, we'll leave this one with the window closed and compare the results in a moment. Kiri, I'm right behind you.
Okay, so Kiri is staggered over here. Coughing and sputtering. Yeah, not feeling good. How often do you have to make this thing? You can both make a second set of saving throws, please.
Can both make
another
set of saving throws for fortitude.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a...
Our fortitude is now at minus one.
I get nine.
Nine,
eh? Ooh!
I get 25.
I assume 20. I at least go up by one, Pete, yeah? Was it two?
You're still second one. You just avoid critical failure. And you take 5 points of non-lethal damage.
How do I do that?
I'm not sure.
Doesn't matter. When you're out there.
Five.
Because I think Pete was targeting the wrong person.
Yeah, didn't need that.
I was targeting anyone, to be honest.
It says dollar is five. Yeah,
I think you must have had five selected already. So if you select me, target me, and then try again.
Well, five damage would be perfectly acceptable.
No, not yet. I'm sure he'll give you five damage later. Don't be over-eager.
Oh, come on. I get to drink a healing potion. I mean, this is fucking excellent stuff, this.
If you behave yourself, I'll whip you. So that way you can take the healing potion afterwards and it'll be fine, okay?
You are an absolute magnificent party member. Thank you.
It's the least I could do.
Right. You're definitely coughing and spluttering. Your eyes are running. You're not feeling well, Kiri. However, you can stare into this shrine. It's difficult to make it out, but yeah, there's a marble statue of some sort of female. You can make a
female
knowledge check with a religion roll, if you like.
We know that she that the owner of the house, Jimmeriquai, or whatever her name was,
Jimani,
worshipped a female elfin god.
That's right, you do.
Well, just a guess.
All right, what'd you get?
12.
Psst, psst, it's the female elven god. I whispered down.
It's no way to run a kingdom, watery bits giving swords to people.
You can make a, you two can make perception checks.
Both of us?
Yep, and you too.
Oh, goodness. Sorry.
Oh, 18. I'm staring over his head.
Pushing Kiri out of the way. You feel, having identified this goddess, you feel a sense of security, safety, and calm that
apart from
lingers in this room. In fact, you notice that the smoke is somewhat thinner here.
The smoke's thinner in there, Kiri. I think the goddess is keeping it clear. You hop in, I'll go back and get the girls, and we'll rally here for a bit.
Is there any beer?
I'll bring some. If you go in, I'm running back to the door.
Okay. You can get back to the doorway. They probably shut the door because of the smoke that's billowing in, but you can hammer
on the door. I open a crack and say, okay, we found a place which has not got so much smoke. It's, I don't know, 30 feet up on the right-hand side?
We should.
You cough your way through that last bit.
There's two rooms burning like hell on the left-hand side, so follow the right-hand wall until you find a doorway and go in. That's the temple, and the goddess is keeping it clear. Come on, anyone who's coming.
Right. Everybody who goes in can make a fortitude save.
I go in and step clear, waiting for everyone to follow.
They do.
I get 819.
Okay, your second one.
Oh, dear Lord. That sounds pretty much like a critical failure. Or close to.
Dolor gets a 20. Getting used to this.
Yeah, your second one.
How bad is my six?
Pretty bad. I'll get to you in a second.
Where's second?
He's under effects.
How does one roll a saving throw? Ah, attributes, huh?
What's the difference between the ones that are blue and the ones which are not marked blue?
Context, please.
Well, under attributes, you've got some of the roles have got blue and some of them are not blue.
The same with skills.
What's the difference?
The blue ones are your initiatives, which are probably enabled or not enabled. And I guess the red ones are your untrained ones. My diplomacy, which I've got no points in it, is red and is minus one. So I guess that's an untrained skill. Admittedly, that's inconsistent with the attributes.
Damn, the right person. I've highlighted the person. Damage. Curie takes damage.
Has he targeted them?
Yeah. Highlighted. I mean, initially I was on the wrong one.
Well, that dice roll still appears to be targeted against Kiri.
Yeah, so try right. Changing the dice.
How?
So, yeah, it's when if you apply its damage, it's pinging Kiri.
On the right hand end, isn't there a select target?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The gods will it! The gods will it! Give him a point of damage!
Kiri's not targeted, what I can see. On the right hand end, isn't there a select target?
On the.
In the log.
In the log, Amir has Kiri damage half.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it does seem to want to open up Kiri.
It's that means it's Kiri doing some damage. So can you damage yourself? When you rolled the dice, you must have rolled it as Kiri.
No, it says Amory.
Sorry. Amory has rolled some damage. Can she apply it to herself? Maybe it doesn't let you do self-harm.
Who are you trying to do the damage to?
Amory, 1 point of damage to Amory, 1 point of temporary, you know, damage as well, just to make it even better.
See, you rolled and you were targeting Amory, but you rolled a 5.
Right, so if I now do that, damage. Damage. Yay! Oh man. Right, so Lindsay is coughing and spluttering. She makes her way to there. Amory makes her way to there. She's not feeling so good.
If anyone's suffering, I will help them. I don't know if that gives them a bonus.
Right, so what happens if you critically fail?
Is Kazula coming through?
Well, I completely fucked up my fortitude. So.
Well, you must at least be in the doorway.
Yeah. You're on
you're
the
coughing way. Up a lung.
Kind you're of. Sickened two, and you take D6.
Not confused. Confused can go away.
Right, you've just taken 4 points of persistent non-lethal damage.
God.
So that means every round you are going to take another D6 points of damage.
Until...
Did you come in?
Sorry?
Until you
did
die.
Did she come in?
She's still in the doorway.
No, no, she has come in. This is just as you run in, you all had to make saving throws.
Yeah, right, I was just checking.
So there's no way of me removing this persistent damage.
Yes.
Breathing fresh air.
I thought you could spend a round and cough or something.
Gasping in fresh air. May I, since I was standing by... Oh, sorry. Pete, you were going to say.
Yeah, there's... So, as far as I'm aware, there's kind of a couple of things that you can do. One, each round, at the end of your go, you can make a flat check to avoid being sickened. To avoid the persistent damage. And also, you can try to avoid being sickened. Both have got a chance of happening.
I put my arm around her and say, I've got you. Run. hold your breath and run. And I will assist her to the doorway.
Fucking shut up. You can
get her back to the doorway. Move both counters there. You can get into the room if you like.
Yeah, I'm just...
Go on there. Let's move you up here, dear.
It's a very small room, but is there a door that we can close?
Is there a what?
Is there a door we can close?
But there seems to be some sort of mystical effect to keep the worst of the smoke out. It's a bit smoky in here, but it's nowhere near what it's impenetrable.
Can't pick up the rug and hold it against the doorway.
I'm going to sit in the corner and cough.
Yeah, I'm going to try to cough to get rid of my sickened state.
Right, what did it say for that?
Yeah. But on the actual sickened thing, it says you can spend a single action to attempt to recover, which lets you immediately attempt a fortitude save against a DC from the effect that made you sickened. On a success, you reduce your sickened value by 1 or 2 on a crit.
Okay. Make a roll.
Here he gets 10.
You don't succeed.
I'm holding up. Oh, I have 15.
15, you don't succeed either.
I get 14, which doesn't succeed either.
Is this fortitude for clearing sickness?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, since I'm active, I don't think I get a roll, so, because I'm trying to hold the rug against the doorway to block it.
There's no rug in here. It won't make any difference.
Oh, okay, in which case I will just cough up a lung like the rest of them for a moment. Without any effect. 8.
Let me say I get another roll for...
not dying.
Yeah, I'm just checking out the persistent damage thing. Just one sec. Okay, you're on DC 15 flat check.
All right, hang on. It's worth noting, whilst sickened, you cannot ingest anything, including potions. So, just a 15. Yeah, roll D20, I need 15 or better.
Yeah.
Can they... they can't drink water.
Okay, you in this sanctuary, you feel the favour of the deity upon you, which is surprising, considering your own particular views on these sorts of things, and you no longer feel sickened.
Ooh!
We're no longer taking damage.
I'm still sickened, and you're
less sickened. And anybody who was on sickened one goes to sickened zero now.
Hurrah! Ooh.
Well, are you feeling up to exploring the next part?
Just a minute.
When everyone's ready, yeah.
Okay.
You can see it a bit better in here now. This room's plain stone walls and polished floors have already become stained with smoke. There's a stone dais. There's a marble statue of an armoured half-elf woman. One of her hands clutches a heavy shield while the other is clenched into her fist over her heart.
Who is this again?
This is...
Well, you're more religious than me, so you've got a better chance.
Well, would I just know? Let's face it, if it's an elf goddess, I'm...
She's common enough.
Milani.
Melanie to her friends.
Melania.
Of which you are not one.
No, I'm not. Although I do thank her for her sanctuary as I leave.
Is there a centimeter or two of actual less smoke?
Sorry, Dave?
Is there actually less smoke at the bottom?
There's less smoke in the whole room.
Yeah.
No, in the corridor.
In the corridor, no, not significantly. Everybody hasn't already, can make a DC, a knowledge religion check, please. So, not Kiri or Dolor.
I haven't made a knowledge religion.
I made it. 21. Best I could possibly get.
Oh, yeah. Very good. I asked you to roll one earlier on.
I thought it was something else. Yeah.
That's odd. Oh, no, it isn't. There we go, 19.
Okay, well, the 19 and the 21, you two. This is a nice place. You feel really good here. In fact, you think if you were to spend... a minute or so in here, engaged in a certain amount of respectful meditation and prayer, then you might feel as though you had rested for 8 hours and made your daily preparations.
Hold on, chaps. Mummy needs a quick rest.
So I can do that then.
You pay homage to this deity, and she will grant you favour if you don't lose respect and dignity.
Oh, I'm very, very pleased to be here. You're wonderful.
A bit more feeling. You hear the whispered response.
I'm loving here. Being here with because. Quite frankly, Kazula's here, and she gives me all the best potions and healing. I do like girls who give me healing. That's as close to prayer as I get.
She's your supplier, is she?
One of them.
I shall show due respect for a goddess.
Yep. Kimmy will do his best.
We don't, our faiths don't necessarily get on, but at least we're not here.
Yes. You appear to be doing
the
so yes, you can benefit.
How's my little songbird getting on? Lindsay,
she's all right.
You're right, Chuck.
Yeah. It's very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not quite like being back at the dojo, but Hey, a lot of people die around here.
It's nice in here.
Hey.
Good Lord. You know, this... Apparently, her holy... her sacred animal is a mouse.
Only a call.
Who's?
Melania.
Little orange mouse.
Mahogany.
There she does. She does also cover the subdomain of Riot. So there's a bit of a bad girl in there. You know, there's all this defense and freedom and purity and restoration, but there's also revolution and riot. So there's a little bit of a bad girl in there somewhere.
So they would storm the capital under Melania.
Okay, you also, for those of you who are bothering to meditate slash pray and spend a minute in here, you can have your con modifier times level. It was that.
Wow. I don't know how to meditate, but I am spending my time here enjoying
the sanctuary.
Kiri will.
Everybody knows how to meditate.
Is there a meditate button?
I don't think I should. My con modifier is minus one.
I think it's probably minimum one.
I know how to concentrate and whatever.
So, from a gadget perspective, what does this mean we press?
Well, it's like resting overnight.
Okay, from a gadget perspective, what does that mean we press?
Rest button somewhere.
On your main character sheet, in the top kind of right-hand or left-hand corner, there's a bed and a cup just below your max hit points. And it says rest for the night, I think.
Utility has one that says rest for the night.
So I'm going to click rest for the night and say yes.
Seems reasonable.
And my hit points went up by one.
Snap. That's
bloody stupid.
I got three.
Depends what your con is.
Yeah.
Good question. Does it actually say what your con is?
You can con modify at the bottom of the same page.
I think it said four times con mod.
No, that's... I don't think he's applied that. That's simply what you get for doing an overnight rest.
So it's your con mod times your level.
Yeah, so if you're...
You're level
yeah, you get one hit point.
It worked for...
Yep, you're right. I've only got a con mod of one.
Yeah, I have three.
Meanwhile,
I'm astonished.
Every night, Tasmin looks a little bit worse. All right, we're back in a sec.
Where's the beer?
There'll be beer at the end of the corridor.
What? Why are we here? Why are we still here?
Because we're recuperating.
Does that mean I've now got my first level spell back? Yay!
See? That's why we were recuperating.
Yeah.
How do I get my...
I had an ulterior motive for why I wanted to know whether there was air at the bottom of the floor.
Because you're small.
Well, actually, I can make myself smaller.
You like crawling?
I don't have a familiar. I can become one.
That's kind of cool.
I can become a cat. Or something.
Well, in these woke days, I shall make no jokes about cats at all.
All right. Okay, so when I'm choosing my spells, it says empty slot, drag spell here. Where do I drag the spell from?
The compendium.
Ah.
At the top of the spell things, it's probably got a magnifying glass so you can search.
Oh, yes, I need to recast Mage Armor, don't I? And I need to recast... Oh, do I? I suppose yes. It acts as a rest, so I should really get rid of it and...
Yeah, do it again.
And my light spell, too.
Have you found something?
Compendium character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, compendium. If you're getting from the compendium, it's legacy character building.
Right.
And at the bottom, there's spells legacy.
Legacy character building. Oh, classes, abilities, features, spells.
And it brings up a big long list, and you type in it.
Right, okay.
What can I say? Spiced rum, which is cask strength, and lime juice, or with a splash of vodka to water it down. Wowzer! The vodka is only 40%, rather than something almost chemical.
I started watching, is it part 7 of Day of the Jackal?
I've got up to 9 out of 10 because we kind of paid or whatever. Yep. Because it was worth it. And oh my god. Number 10 comes out on Thursday, I think. And it gets better and better and better. It was 9 was edge of the seat stuff. I thoroughly enjoyed it. A 9 out of 10 series went to a 10 out of 10, and I haven't said anything's a must watch since Shogun. It's as wonderful as Shogun in an utterly different way.
Yeah.
Whereas Black, and then I went directly from the epic near season conclusion, season 9, so episode 9, to Black Doves 1, which is a slow burn start, and I nearly fell asleep. Yeah. But Black Doves on any other day would be okay. But against a brilliant light, it was shown to be, its transparencies were shown up. But I will watch Black Doves, but do try and catch. Watch the Day of the Jackal, the original 1974, first, just to remind yourself of how good that film was, and then watch Mr. Redmayne doing a really nuanced performance.
He is amazingly like it.
They are, yeah. He's put a lot of effort into that performance.
Yeah.
And, there's a... He's not just some sort of, automata... killing machine. He's a human being in there who just happens to kill people a lot. So fantastic, love it. It's on Tim's server. I think everything up to 7 I think is on Tim's server. So and it was 10 quid to have a month of Now TV, and so we decided we were going to have that for Christmas, and I've already cancelled it. I pre-cancelled it. They hope that you sign up and forget. So I know I sign up and forget, so I sign up and pre-cancel. So I've signed up for 1 month. The kids are here. We're going to have a great fun. We're going to watch lots of telly, and I'm going to make them watch it. And it's going to be brill.
Yeah, it sounds worth watching, actually. How do you add the XP, Tim?
Right. On the bottom of your screen, you've got the little panel with our 4 avatars in it.
I do, yeah. Sign XP.
Yeah. Which pops up a dialogue where you can key in an amount.
You're just 120 XP.
Woohoo.
All right, you all feel refreshed.
Did it get rid of my sickle?
Yep.
Don't worry, you're going to get it back again in a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks smoky out there. The serious problem is breathing in the smoke. So if you I've given you a bonus with your neckerchiefs, but if you were to avoid breathing it in, that would be even better.
Hold that breath.
Which door are we going to?
He said you also think that breaking the windows would help? To clear the smoke somewhat in a bit.
But I'm you want me to run ahead down and break the windows on all the while you guys make your way up to the armory, which is furthest on the north wall?
No. He said go to the end of the corridor through the door.
Yeah. Through the door. So
yes.
This door here.
No, I can't see the door. We haven't got to the end of the corridor yet. That may be.
I can just. From where I stand, I think the end of the corridor is about that far away, and the door is there. I tried to describe that to you from, obviously you can't see where you are. But so I tried to describe it's that far, it's a short run up there. It's something you could hold your breath. If we assume it's an armory and there's no one in there.
No, we go through that door.
Yeah,
and then it's the first door on the left.
On the left, I will run up and open the door, and then everyone comes running through.
Right.
What do you think? You can hold your breath, keep all your bonuses, and what do you think?
It's worth a try.
It's a good idea. I'm just looking out for the rules for holding breath.
Why, when I select an area, do I now see the whole corridor?
I don't know. Cheating?
What area did you select?
I just did a rectangular select. And if I rectangular select over ours, it then disappears.
I think you've found a bug in the software.
So, if you rectangular select just in front of dollar, it's showing you the whole corridor. But if you do it over ours, it then disappears.
It goes back to what it should be.
Why is that?
There's a bug.
I think I said you found a bug.
Right, dollar. You
hack around in the JavaScript, didn't go for it.
You head to here, Dollar, and I'll head to this one. Yeah?
Okay, so you can hold your breath for five rounds. Number of rounds equal to five plus your con mod.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. That's much easier.
So four rounds in my case?
Yeah.
Eight in mine. Four plus, so seven.
So, off you go, Dunnell.
Sorry, my mouse has been trapped by a window. Come on. Okay, I hold my breath. I cover my mouth in case I do need to take a breath with a freshly soaked clean rack, and I go to, hang on, I go out to there, make sure I can't see anything, and
what about this door here?
Yeah, you can see fuck all.
I am running through, I'm going to the
end door. Oh yeah, we can't see the doors, come on, okay, right.
End door here. Do I have to control to go to there, don't
Shift.
I?
Shift.
Shift to there. Shift and move. Come on. And I open the door.
Okay, so that's a round of movement to do what you've done. You managed to open the door.
Yep. Doesn't look like a corridor. They said door at the end and turn right, but... Anyway, is this burning?
No. It is. I should give you a description. Drifting coils of smoke waft in the air of this finely furnished room. Padded chairs and side tables are set along the west wall, and a thick burgundy carpet covers most of the floor. Oil paintings hang on the walls, and shelves contain statuettes and other small art pieces. The smoke is starting to billow into this room as you open the door. But
the door as quickly as I can. But yeah.
There is a small body sprawled on the floor not far from the door.
Excellent. You're talking my language.
Kiri will dash to this, along this wall, probably finding a door.
I will step in and hold the door open.
Okay, so Kiri's not bothering to go to the end, he's going into the side.
Well, he finds a door as he goes along the wall.
Alright. What's everybody else doing?
I'm holding my breath.
Waiting for reports from the
explorers. I call and say, come.
Lindsay runs into there, the full move.
I follow.
Right, so that's everybody. They're still doing their thing. You have to come out the door first, dear. You can't go through the walls. there's a burning room, and there are three dead bodies in here.
Is that the room Kiri's looking in, or the other one?
Kiri.
Can you see the window?
Yes. Yeah, not well.
Okay, he will use his throw item spell to throw something through the window.
Okay.
Picks up something and throws it. And whether it succeeds or not, he will then dash to this room.
Okay. As people come in, I usher them in and I point out that. What the fuck? Check that!
Alright. Is there anything you have to roll for your...
Oh, yeah, I'd have to roll if you want me to do it, yeah.
You want to do it. I didn't mind.
It's just a case I don't care whether I succeeded or not. But, yes, okay. It probably was going to be bludgeoning.
Yeah, there's... You find a body, probably, is the thing. The beds are probably too big for your spell.
14.
Okay. It's not terribly difficult. I mean, with the negative modifiers, you throw the body against the window, but it might bounce.
Damage roll?
Yeah, go on then. Quite hard. The body goes through the window.
And Kiri's doesn't wait any longer, dashes to the roof.
Okay, the flames burst up, and yeah. You leave. Okay, presumably as you come in, Dolor, are you going to shut the door?
Yes, the moment the last person is in.
The first person out, after you, is the last person in. All right, the door is shut. It's a bit smoky in here, but not enough to make you worry. You can breathe. Looking around, you see that there's a gnome on the floor. Sprawled.
Do we recognise this gnome?
Yes. He was one of your dinner compatriots. He was the smug superior gnome.
And is he dead?
I don't know. He's sprawled.
Tartakurio?
Go check if he's dead.
Tartakurio? Magician?
I will go to try and see if he's alive or injured.
Tartuccio.
Yeah, the magician.
The magician. Okay, yeah, you go over to him if you want to move yourself.
I would love to, however, unfortunately, at this moment in time, I believe I'm buried. There we go.
If you right mouse click on a sort of two tile person and then select up or down arrow, depending on what you want.
I tell you, it works if your cat's on top.
Yes.
Okay, you can't send another.
No,
you can't send another person down.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I shall get over towards him, and knowing him for being a prickly individual, I shall announce that I am going to see if he is injured.
By stabbing him in the heart. Does this hurt?
Tartuccio, I'm going to see if you are injured. Please don't stab me. And I shall then examine him to see whether or not I think he's hurt.
Well, he's got sort of a bit of smoke damage about him. As you sort of turn him over and give him a little shake, his eyes flop open. He gives a...
Hello here!
In a moment.
Looks around.
Oh,
yeah, it's you. Jolly good.
Indeed, it's us.
He staggers to his feet.
How are you doing, old?
Amazing. You know, if I was a betting gnome, then I would have said, you'd be the first to die. But you proved me wrong.
Yes, indeed. There you go. Even one such as you can be wrong.
Hard to fathom, but it is true.
Well, it's incredible, isn't it? That we should have been witness to it.
Yes. Well, my noble lackeys, what are you going to do now?
I'm sorry, what now?
I've never had a settee. No, I'm lying on the settee. I'm enjoying it.
I look forward to your continued efforts to rid this place of the vile attackers.
Are there any other doors in this room?
Yeah, there's one to the north and one to the south.
Joshua goes to
the room. What exactly is he doing to rid of vile lackeys?
Well, I move to the one to the south and open it.
All right.
I take a breath.
Yeah, it's a little smoky, but it's okay.
The room beyond, what do I see?
See? A slightly smoky room that contains wooden racks holding various weapons. And wooden stands designed to hold suits of armour.
Beer barrels.
Many of the weapon racks and armour stands are empty.
Oh.
Several weapons and discarded armour pieces lie about the floor.
I rush in and start rifling the place for arrows.
You! Reload!
Is that a beer barrel I see before me?
There is a barrel.
But it's not full of beer.
He taps on it to find out if it's full of beer.
My attention is diverted from this excellent sofa. I might find some good weapons or armour.
The barrel clinks suspiciously.
Clinks?
Yes.
The barrel barrels, arrows.
You can see some daggers, longswords, spears, glaives, halberds, battle axes, crossbows. And the barrel contains many crossbow bolts.
Excellent!
Suits of half plate, chainmail, chain shirts, steel shields, and an irritated elf saying, "Where the fuck are the arrows?"
Any leather armor or anything that sort of allows freedom of movement whilst offering good protection?
Nope.
We've actually got the studded leather from the guys. That is, I believe, the best.
It's a plus. That allows the dex of plus three, and yeah. That gives you a plus. So actually, I need a dex plus four. Normal leather with dex plus four is better.
Yeah, you start moving magic shit in order to actually improve.
Get better than that. I'm looking around for magic shit.
Is there by chance a potion bottle cabinet?
No, it's an armory.
Well, you never know. There might be racks of healing potions ready.
Oh, now you're talking my language. Well, can't you see magic, mate?
Detect!
No magic. It's an armory.
No. So are you saying I can basically grab as many crossbow bolts as I physically stuff into my pouch?
Should I open this door?
Wait a moment while she's still stuffing her pouches.
Yeah. There's nothing valuable in here.
Kasula, do you need any weaponry?
Kasula's positively laden down with weapons as far as she's concerned.
Well, there's a door here we're going to explore, so you might want to come on through.
You've got a dagger for each one of your stuff.
If our arrogant assassin can be asked to follow us, that's great, but if not, then we'll just leave the fucker behind.
Oh, I'll be fine. Good luck.
You can rest assured, Dave, that I have more than one dagger. I have a variety of daggers in a variety of locations.
Okay, so shall I open this door?
Unless you want me to, mate.
I see something like a monster.
Quickly then, Pete, before you say anything else, yes, I can get an unlimited supply of bolts. As many as I can grab, yeah?
Well, more or less. There are
finite quantities aside. I'll wait until my character screens. And I've got another five bulk I can fill out. I could carry quite a lot.
There's over 100 in the barrel.
Yep. I'll see at what point my character squeals.
All right.
But no fucking arrows.
No fucking arrows. Okay, you look into a trophy room. This large room has a floor of polished white tiles hanging from the walls of various trophy hits. A stag of an impressive set of antlers. A large tusked boar. A cranky looking oversized owl. A snarling wolf and two different reptilian monsters.
And what's this thing over here?
Where? Oh, that's a trophy of some description.
Does it look statue-like? Or does it look real? Oh, someone's looting the room already.
Well, you were standing in the doorway blocking my view, so I and you pointed at things I couldn't see, so...
Oh, I thought you'd learned how to do the cheating by now.
Just because I've learned how to do the cheating. Important thing I have just learned, when you're stuck under somebody, like I am now...
You can change level.
Now, if you use the cursor keys, you can move yourself.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's still not QS... Sorry.
I told you how to fix that. You just haven't done it.
That's good enough. Yeah, but if I'm going to do that, I'm probably going to map it to my characters, aren't I?
Whatever you want. It's entirely up to you. Because it only affects you.
Yeah, so a bunch of statues and so on and dead things. I maybe we can make a perception roll.
Oh, I'm not sickened anymore. Why is my perception so low?
21.
Nine.
Sixteen.
Oh. 23.
Kasula. You and Tazria are busy... peering at a strange looking creature, some sort of worm thing. And you notice, you know, second or so before Tazri, that there's something, some sort of thing in its mouth, a trinket.
Ooh, sparkly. I will attempt to retrieve this trinket.
Well, you can. I don't know if I'm looking up exactly what it is.
Is that in the mouth of one of these things?
One of the statues, yeah. Or one of the
weird beasts.
It's a looks like it's sort of like the beak of a creature. It's a long, hollow proboscis.
Okay.
Tail. Make a knowledge, nature, recall, knowledge roll.
And how do I make an...
Make a knowledge, nature roll.
Right, knowledge, nature.
Skill, nature.
We all do that?
No, just
15.
Well, you think it might be the beak of a strange flying creature that likes to bury its nose in incautious adventurers.
A sturge.
Ooh. A sturge snozzle.
A sturge snozzle, but it looks as though it's been treated, buffed. It looks not just a broken beak, it looks polished.
Possibly magic.
Anyone say magic? Detect magic.
Bing!
Yes.
Ooh.
You think that this is a talisman. So, what does that mean? I hear you say.
Cultism? arcane.
The talisman is a magical charm, gemstone, or other small object that you can affix to armor, shield, or weapon. Each talisman holds a sliver of combat knowledge or magical energy that can be unleashed for a momentary boost of power or enhanced ability. Many talismans can be activated as a free action when you use a particular action or activity. Talisman is a consumable item and has the talisman trait. You must be wielding or wearing an item to activate a talisman attached to it. Once activated, talisman burns out permanently, usually crumbling away into fine dust. in order to affix a talisman, you need to use the affix a talisman activity. Takes 10 minutes.
So you hold a talisman to something, and then an effect happens.
I don't know what sort of a talisman it is in form.
You think that it would be attached to a
weapon?
Yeah, weapon.
And possibly do bleed or something like that.
I use my knowledge arcane to say what sort of talisman it might be.
Does your how do you identify magic?
I think I just know that it's magic.
Yeah, you just know it's magic. You know it's magic, you know it's a talisman, and you think you if you were to do the affix a talisman activity to which you need a repair kit for. You must have a repair kit, apparently.
Oh. Which I suspect none of us have got.
Yeah.
However, if there's going to be a place for things like repair kits, the armoury might be one of them.
I gave you a list of everything that was in the armoury. Unfortunately, the repair kit is one of them. Yeah, so you need a repair kit, and you can attach it to an item, and it...
But you did tell us that all the way back where our rooms were, there was a room full of adventuring equipment. Where we could find anything that was in the standard list.
I think I did, didn't I? Yeah.
So if we really want one, we can go all the way back there, but let's hang on a bit.
Basically, it's a minor... one-shot magic item.
Okay. But we've no idea what it is attached to armor or weapon.
You think it's
a weapon.
Yeah, it's a long pointy thing. You stick it on the end of a dagger carefully, and then you impale someone.
Stab someone with it.
Yeah.
And it does something.
Well, if it's a sturge, it'll probably bleed them.
I mean, you could potentially put it on the end of any kind of spear or possibly even an arrow.
That is true.
The idea of it being used as a ranged attack against things we know that need ranged attack, being able to do an extra big hit with it might be a good thing.
It depends what the trigger is. That's me, you don't know.
Yes.
Well, given we can't touch it at the moment anyway, it's academic.
Anyway, okay, all right. So we found a Sturges proboscis.
We found a Sturges proboscis. Yeah, for the sake of argument, you can call it a bloodseeker beak.
Are we ready to move on, ladies and gentlemen?
Just a sec, Dave. When you did your detect magic, you've again noticed that the blood-stained cloak that Dolor is currently wearing is magic.
Yeah, we knew that before. We just don't know what it is, so we've got no way of finding out.
I was just reminding you.
Have we got this down as a...
It should be an unidentified magic item. You should already have it.
Yeah, I'm just double-checking. I've got the sword. Did you say the cloak I only have a sword as unidentified. That's fine. Right. Ready to open?
Yep.
Frost giants over everybody. Let's fall back and pepper them.
Right, Em. You kick open the door. You hear sounds of fighting. Something spread into there.
Are they fighting her?
They are.
Excellent. I launch myself at the nearest...
What was this? Stand back and shoot them, and then you leap into combat.
Yeah. I'm not consistent.
We know that.
That much is true. Right, this large recessed area sits in the floor of this enormous chamber. Racks containing practice blades and stands holding suits of padded armour line the north and south walls. You see Lady Dimandi fighting two frost giants. Looks similar to the one that you saw earlier on, except that these
aren't sitting down and incapacitated.
Yeah.
And there's a lady in the corner as well, fighting two blackguards.
Right, so... we're going to have an encounter.
Yeah.
Then initiative sounds like a good start.
Encounters. Plus...
These are not the full-sized frost giants, are they?
No, these are smaller frost giants, I think.
Why did she really roll a 39?
Yeah.
Goodness, she's quite good then.
What's my initiative perception less than my perception?
Good question.
Because you might have a penalty somewhere.
And your perception could actually have training.
Or boosts because of something.
So my perception's got training, but my initial perception doesn't.
Or you've got a penalty for some reason.
Both of mine are plus five, so...
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I thought there was a thingy, table thing.
Blood Myra.
There will be. Okay. Once he starts the encounter.
It's all building up along the top, which is quite interesting.
Right. You burst the door open. Lady Jamandi glances in your direction and then shouts,
Hang on, before we go any further, I don't think I have appeared in the initiative.
Did you roll your initiative?
I thought I had done. I'm not in the thing.
I didn't see you roll.
I thought I rolled something. Oh God, I rolled a freaking perception check.
Yeah.
He obviously clicked the wrong one.
Yes. Right.
still better than mine.
Yeah. Alright. Okay, sorry. Apologies. We're now good to go.
Okay. Oh, you haven't.
And she yes, glances up and yells.
Yells. Hang on, make sure everybody's got rolled initiative.
She's very perceptive. She'd noticed someone at the back hadn't rolled initiative.
Yeah. Oh, come on. How do I roll initiative? That's not here. Yes, I know it.
Might just top up before the yeah. What you call it? Before the combat, back in the bow.
And still, Kiri's last.
Yeah.
Is that everybody?
Yeah, I think so. I just wait for Howard to come back.
Well, how do I get that thing to put on the encounter thing to pop up again? I closed it.
If you go to the
you can see the bit of the cross swords, and but it, there I'm looking for a pop out.
If you click on, and I haven't tried this because I've already got it popped out, but if you click on the cog,
yeah,
on the cross swords, a thing comes up and there's a dialogue there which says it's got a pop out on the top, but whether that actually is, no, that's probably just
no, that's actually just popping out the encounter tracker settings.
So what do you have to do?
You know, when I closed the encounter thing, and I'm trying to reopen it so I can pop it out.
The encounter tracker?
Yeah.
Yes.
I did that.
Right, don't worry, Joan. Keep moving. I'll keep pressing buttons in an attempt to find out what's going on.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you which one to roll. To choose.
It might reappear of its own accord in a minute.
Sorry, I'm back.
So yeah, she yells. She takes in who you are, and yells, "That's their leader. Get her!" She says, indicating the area over here.
Ooh.
The leader over here.
Yeah, she seems to indicate to the corner. It looks, these three have just entered through this door.
Ah, so I thought those two blackguards are attacking her.
You did think that. You were wrong.
Gotcha.
They are sort of flanking her, leading the way. Lady Jamundi goes first. She is going to try. Missed. Well, yes and no. I don't know. Is one an automatic miss?
Well, it says it's a hit.
It does say it's a hit, yeah.
Don't think it is. I think it has to be like...
It's because you've got the critical failure is X number under the target. whole idea of something special happening on rolling a 20 and something special happening on a 1 kind of disappears.
Yeah, but you do get a 20 as a special something. But I think it has to also be a success.
Oh, fuck!
Oh, my. I hope she's friendly.
She turns on the other one. She's been working on that one for a while.
Oh, fuck.
Four. Fuck me sideways. She's good.
Did you roll critical damage then?
Yeah.
All right. Because you seem to roll exactly the same dice as before.
Yeah.
I know, but the previous one was critical too.
They both take exactly 34. Oh my goodness. I might just sit here and watch because she's fucking awesome.
No, we've got to go kill the leader.
Oh, I know what we've been instructed to do, but have you seen how fucking good she is?
All right.
We should just watch in awe.
Sticks with a sword. In a good way as well.
Sex with a flaming sword.
Oh, okay.
I think I've just wet myself.
taking on ice giants then is perfectly reasonable.
Yep. This is basically Dolor's wet dream.
On a 20.
Oh my god. They haven't got a chance. We should just sit and watch. Get the popcorn out.
Okay, the giant misses.
She might have reacted.
Nothing could be a reaction against a critical miss.
Did she have reactive strike feet?
I don't know. To get the counter moving.
Very likely, because I have it. And I'm very in. So she might get to.
Don't worry about it. We're moving on.
Okay. Don't know.
I will rush the nearest, and by that I mean this guy.
Well, you move.
There's a pit between you and him.
Yeah.
I would go here.
Yep.
Can I jump into how deep is the pit?
Not very.
I will jump down into the pit. And rush across to the stairs.
That's a whole move, probably, to get to there.
I don't know. And then, does it say that overall that says 35 feet? Can I do that and attack?
Yeah, you get one attack at the end of that.
Oh, I will do my one attack. and I will try a trip. No, where the hell do I do trip?
There are a bunch of bodies lying around in here as well.
Fantastic stuff. Do I roll a hit? And then, I'm just trying to find out where I found trip before.
That's
an athletic thing.
No, because it's using a special weapon.
I'm using a cookery, which has a trip function. So, do I have to hit with that and then do a trip?
You have to hit with a weapon.
So I will try to hit him with a view to tripping him up. 14-23.
Because you've now got a trip.
So
you didn't target him, did you? So.
Oh, I didn't target him. Sorry. So, let me just target him. Come on.
Hover.
T.
Okay, he is targeted. Do I have to say damage?
No.
Damage. No. I've now targeted him. Do I click damage?
I think you click trip, don't you?
I'm trying to find trip. Can anyone see it? I don't. I'm hunting around in the UI for my.
You can use this weapon to trip with the athletic skill, even if you don't have a free hand.
Oh, there.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I now see it. And, so I just have to roll an athletics.
Yeah.
So that would be actions, attributes. There's initiative.
Skills.
Yeah, athletic skill. I roll now, and I'm going to roll my athletic skill here. It's not great. It's only a 12, but it might beat him.
What's it against? Can you remember?
Hang on. I will read it again. Athletic skill. If you critically fail... I think it's a to hit.
No, that's...
No, what, actually... Sorry.
I have to overcome some value, probably.
Yeah. So basically, you can use this weapon to trip with the athletic skill, blah, 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 blah. It adds to the weapon's item bonus, which is +9, to attack rolls as an item bonus to the athletics check. That means if you critically fail, you'd have to drop, otherwise it trips. So my attack roll was 23, and then do I add my athletics of +6 to that? No, it doesn't. Silly. So my trip roll, which was just athletics,
When it says bonus, it's talking about any magical bonuses, not skill bonuses.
Yeah. Okay, it's only a 12. It's unlikely to...
It's against his reflex DC.
Yeah.
His reflex DC is... Born 12.
Okay, so I don't trip him, but I do damage him.
He saw you coming. No,
I do. I have to hit him to even get the effect. I have to hit him to have a chance of tripping. Damage. And I failed to trip. Ultimate effect.
I'm not sure you get a trip and a damage.
Okay. In which case, he is just there. He's nearly tripped, but not quite. That's me done.
Yeah, because it looks like trip is a separate action, a separate thing to attack.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ed, that was definitely a trip. I was not trying to attack.
You leap across the room. You take a wild swing at his legs. He leaps over it. Ready for you. Okay. Next. Tasri.
I take a step forward. I target the boss. And I shoot her.
Right. Or not, or interact, and sheath your bow.
Sheath your bow.
Come back here, bow. Try that again. 15 is probably not going to hit. No, it says a miss anyway, so...
Yeah, and yet missed. Are you going to try another shot?
No. I'm running out of arrows, so I'm going to use them sparingly.
Okay. So I'll move around you, and we'll attempt... to stab you on Okay. He stabs you for 5 damage. You can try another swipe. Try and take you down. Missed. What's going on? Can't see. What you need is some inspiration.
No. Unless you've changed it.
No, he hasn't.
I have no clue how you change it. Okay. Indy starts to sing. Come on, everyone. Come on. You can do it. Sula.
Good Lord.
Do we need to drag the thing onto ourselves?
If it hasn't already done you, as it were, then sure.
Yeah, I needed to. Badly injured. Bugger.
Interestingly, she didn't, trying to drag it over, didn't do anything.
No.
Well, no, it didn't.
What did you drag over to do that, so I can put it onto
There's an orange spell effect token. When it's in the discussion, there's an Inspire Courage and it has a spell effect, Courageous Anthem. You drag that onto yourself.
Oh, come on, I just want to measure a distance. I don't want a rectangle, I don't want a ray, I don't want to measure a frigging distance.
Yeah, got it. I kept, every time I moved it near my token, I got the pop-up for Lindsay.
How do you measure distance?
Using the measuring tool.
Yeah, but those are all, it's circle, cone, rectangle, ray. Isn't there just a ruler?
Yeah, if you're on the token control, the top one, the man, then there's a measure distance, third icon down.
Third one down, yeah, on the man.
Oh, hang on. Okay, so I have to... No. Torch, elevation.
No. Top left hand corner. Top man icon.
Oh right. Oh right. Okay. Good Lord. All right. Actually, it's from me to you. It's 30 foot away. Excellent. Well, wanting to curry favour. What we'll start off with.
She's told us to take out the leader. Currying favour by gold hanging her frost giant is not necessarily currying favour.
I'd have to do a considerable amount of movement in order to be able to target the leader. I can target the frost giant.
You'd have to move 15 feet.
Yeah, but that also, puts me into
nowhere near any of the enemies at the moment.
Anyway, so let's target him. Matter of self-preservation. That's okay. I'm going
wait,
to
wait, let it. And the door is run in and die again.
I'm going to daze him. So, DC 17 basic will. Oh well. C'est la vie. If that's the case, then.
You can still move forward a bit. Just if you stay within one square of Kiri.
I'm still within one square of Kiri.
No, but you can move forward so you're in a better position for other things.
Oh, right. 5 foot step. Move. Move, damn you.
Are you still measuring? We need to change your off measurements back to.
Right, there we go. So that should be me then.
No, you didn't move.
I did. I moved 5 foot.
Yeah, you're in two places at once, according to this. But yeah, I agree.
All right. It could be some kind of shadow.
Okay. All right. Dalo, it's Wobbin time. Not your lucky day. You take 4 more points of damage.
Eek! This is getting painful. And the big girl hasn't even arrived yet. So she'll probably
and you're now going to collapse to the ground unconscious.
I think I am, yes.
I'm not sure
you
can do
this. Nope, there he goes.
Couple of quick slashes.
Yep.
To the ground.
Fortunately, it's only to 0, but that's still unpleasant.
Raise forward.
I slowed them around. Out of interest, is it her turn now, or is it?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Ah, yes.
No crap.
Shut up, bitch. As she takes a swipe at Lindsay. So, she's a striking human woman with waist-length red hair. Long leather coat covering sort of chain arm, you reckon? And a big, wicked-looking axe.
Oops. Okay. That wasn't possibly as bad as I thought it could have been.
She was still rolling a D12 damage.
Yeah.
Okay. So you double move to get to Lindsay and chop Lindsay. Emery! Move. Wallop. Critical miss. So, attack of opportunity. So, if somebody critical misses you, Howard, they get, you get attack of opportunity, do they?
Yes.
Well, I should say the trigger is a creature within the monster's reach uses a manipulate action or a move action, makes a ranged attack, or leaves a square during a move action. But it doesn't say about missing.
Okay, let me double check. So.
Or at least for attack of opportunity, maybe you've got something else.
No, but he's got something.
I have reactive strike as well.
Yeah. Miss isn't.
So if they disengage or whatever, I get an attack of opportunity. But a reactive strike is where they leave a whatever. I also have a shield block where I to have a shield where I could interpose my shield and that could shatter rather than me.
Hit. Hit by zero. The courageous anthem made all the difference.
Yay! Go, little songbird.
Wallop! Says Annery.
That will get her attention.
Kiri.
Okay, first thing I'll do is I'll bring out my protective ward. Not sure whether everyone else needs to bring the thing up or it's on them now.
It's on us.
That's my remainder of the go. I shall pick something up if there's something close and throw it at this stupid woman. How do I select?
There are some bodies lying around, so you can find a weapon to fling at her.
Yeah. How do I select her again, target?
Hover over. Mouse over. Press T.
That's it, yes. Right, and then I fling something at her with a teleaction. Bludgeoning, I assume.
Yeah.
You can choose. You can have bludgeoning or possibly even slashing. But...
No, I'll just continue with bludgeoning.
You hit.
Damage.
Oof. She bounced.
Oh, not so much as done. And badly injured. Yay.
Well done.
Okay, she finishes off the Frost Giant.
She didn't need us, did she?
She
was just waiting so that we could witness that.
I suspect I may have the wrong level of character for her.
Yes. But, we were witnesses of an execution.
She moves up to this one. And...
growls at him and he falls over dead.
Oh fuck, if it survives that as a miracle.
Then his head exploded.
We run away.
Okay, that's all done. I think she's too buffed, and the giants were not buffed enough. Right, Dolor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're
lying on the ground.
I'm not
going,
doing an awful lot at the moment.
Are you going to spend your luck point or whatever to not die?
Oh, I think that's probably sensible. I've sent it every single time, so let's do it now.
Let's keep the tradition going once a week.
Yep, exactly. I've got to keep dying. I love this dying luck. I am addicted to healing potions. Okay, I'm there. I'm desperately trying to get my healing potion out, but
you can't do anything.
Didn't manage to get it out in time. I must get better at that.
You need to have some sort of device where you got just like a strap into your arm, you know.
I'm hoping that my little songbird will recognize and sneak round the back and come and get me.
Anyway, I drop my bow.
Yeah.
I draw my rapier.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's making my eyes go funny.
And I stab her for the temerity of coming here and I miss her.
So close.
Not even vaguely close. But now, because I'm not using... Anyway, I'll stab her again. And I hit her.
That courageous anthem is coming good.
Mm.
That's quite good.
And I think because the drop is a free action, I think, I get to have a third attempt. Oh, no, I will raise my shield.
Okay.
Or my buckle, I should say.
Yeah. All right, cool. Okay. Lindsay. She says,
She needs to renew the Courageous Anthem if she's going to.
Okay. How does one do that? Spellcasting.
Dave, how do you persist your spells?
There's a thing on them somewhere. There's an action.
Explain further.
Under action, I think there's a thing called sustain. And then you collect it, and then I think you select.
Okay, the spell. Assume I'm a complete idiot.
Why would we do that?
Lucky guess.
It's called the command thing, where it's got strikes, actions, infantry. And one of those should say sustain. And I think you click that to do the action, and then you can on the spell itself, normally there's a sustain spell option.
Well, in Lindsay's actions, there isn't a sustain action.
Then maybe you go on to it and press. My protective ward's got one which says sustain spell.
Oh no, it's a cantrip. She just has to cast it again.
Is it?
Yep. Yeah. Hers is a cantrip.
Yeah.
So it lasts one round.
That's pretty good cantrip. It's a 60-foot area.
Yep.
It's a wild thing, isn't it?
Yeah. They're outrageous.
Remember, always kill the bard first.
Yeah. An easy first win.
Bards tend to be just fecking ridiculous. So it's whenever you see a bard, you kill them. They're just.
They remind me of that on Wednesday.
What? Kill bards.
Yeah.
Gosh. Kill all bards. It used to be one of those. A lot of it depends on the game system. But when we used to play Earthdawn, the worst thing you could come across was a bard.
Yeah.
They could so easily fuck the party.
Okay, she squirted some ink at Volodmira, but missed it.
Well, you have to drag the thing onto your character.
He hasn't cast.
I have.
Oh, right, yes, you have.
You might want to right tick the other old one as well.
Azula.
Right. Well, bitch with an axe. We'll start off by shooting you.
Shooting you with an axe?
There you go. 19. Looks like a hit. So, yep. Damage. Twing. And then, just because I can, why the hell not? They've annoyed me. And get a hit with the Divine Lance of Good.
Can you do that? Are you good?
He's no idea.
Choose the label your deity has.
Ah, right, okay. So, no, can't be that. So let's go back. We need to go back. How do I go back? Go back.
Select other variant, try that.
Ah, select other variant.
Chaos!
Alright.
Missed. Hello.
Nice try.
A lance of chaos magic zooms past her ear.
Fantastic stuff.
That's, I believe that's somebody else's going now.
It is.
Oh, is there still one alive?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Oh, oh dear.
It's going for the bard.
Taking your words to heart.
Yeah.
She's in a dip there.
Oh, no.
It's chopped the bard's legs out.
But Lindsay's only little. It's only sort of like, I don't know, a foot dip or something. Like that.
No, unfortunately he missed, so.
Mm. I'll second go then.
Critical miss.
Bitch, she says. You'll all die. She's going to take a swing at Amiri. She's not impressed with that. Alright. She then raises her axe above her head and brings it down in one mighty blow.
That will stop the song.
No, that was on Amiri, who did a shitload of damage.
Amiri can't take that much, can she?
No, she can't. She didn't. No,
she's on zero.
Less than zero,
and,
I think.
And it's bleeding.
All right. She's right next to me. Everything will be okay.
The lucky bitch. Remember
to harvest the organs.
Heal me, I love it.
Amory will make a roll, but she won't die this round, so we'll move on to Kiri.
Okay. Kiri will sustain the spell. I think. Yeah, I think that's sustained and grown larger.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that nasty woman deserves something else thrown at her. I know, we'll send something slashing this time.
An axe comes spinning across the room.
In fact, what about using Avery's own weapon?
You may not want to toss that away, because if I heal her and bring her back up, you've just thrown her sword away.
We'll find something then, anyway.
Yeah, if she was dead, then it would be nice and poetic. But
there's a blackguard out there with a sword.
Hit. Yeah.
Come on.
Only five. She's still there?
Oh, yeah. Is that you done?
Yeah.
Right, do you want to stop there? Or do you want to finish the...
Finish this.
Finish.
I'm at the end of every single.
You've faded well out, Howard. For some reason, we're not any. You were cutting in and out.
Oh,
we didn't get any sound there at all.
Oh.
Right, yeah. It's a bit to be back now. Mm. We're in mid rap. So.
X blackguard. Yes.
Only a critical hit.
They've all been critical hits so far.
I don't think she can get anything else.
Tazari.
I stab the bitch.
God, take her out. Can you imagine how upset she'll be if she didn't get to kill her? For Lodmira.
11. Come on, it must be. Yay!
My God, Tazari, kill something.
Sure. I've killed a couple of things.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah. I keep shooting things to death, and on the first encounter, Howard knocked someone over, and I came and stabbed it to death.
I thought you were the lower end of the dice roll so far in this whole...
No. Okay. And I don't charge into combat because I prefer using my bow, but when I do get there.
You're a kill stealer. That's what it is.
Yeah, I am.
You're sneaking in there so you can try and steal the XP from back in the day when only the person who killed it actually got XP.
So you're the Gary Lineker of, you know.
Yes. Party. Yeah, but I'm also currying favour with.
Shabanji.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mandy. I am going to work on Amiri, and I want to slap a heel straight on her.
Okay. You can do that, and she will come round, be looking worse for wear, but alive. Lady Jumandi looks round. Fine work, she says.
What about your fighter in the corner?
Oh, come on.
Put his healing in him.
I'll administer my healing potion to myself.
Lady Giovanni goes over. Shall I put him out of his misery?
Yes.
She might even recognise me as the guy who worked in one of her dojos. But I doubt it.
But there's too much blood to tell, really.
Unfortunately, most of it's yours.
We're out of combat now, so...
Shall I apply my own healing thing? Assume someone did it?
I think you're going to get a heal.
Who?
Hang on, I was... I want the... I don't want to... You shouldn't roll... Oh, increase. Right, okay. So... So there we go. That should.
Can we stop the spiral thing now, please, Mr. Referee?
If I knew how to, I would.
Right-click on the spell.
Now, if you click the measurement control on the left-hand side, top left.
440 experience. Hurrah.
You'll then get a square box at the centre of the spell, which you can then delete.
Nice book.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Realize one more encounter like that, we're second level.
One more encounter like that without Lady Deirdre here, and we're dead.
Lady Deirdre? I think you might be confusing Wednesday. But yes, I know exactly what you mean. So I might get a heal, huh?
I'm trying. I've cast this healing. I've got 12 points of frigging healing to put on
a Shlay or Kasula.
Do it.
Who are you trying to put it on?
Oh, hang on.
Move closer to Dolor.
Kasula.
He's trying to heal.
You've healed yourself for 12.
Undo. Right. I've targeted Amiri, but Sering Amiri is dead.
You should be dying, I think.
Dead.
Okay, don't worry too much about that. I will figure that out. She's not dead.
Okay, give her 12 hit points.
I will when it becomes relevant. Right now, I'm trying to give you some treasure.
Okay.
Right, so.
Rush it over here.
Have we figured out how to swiftly give loot to the elusive NPC yet?
No, I keep forgetting to go and look.
Am I getting a heal? Oh, that looks like a heal. Once chosen the heal spell, and gonna work.
I want heal versus living.
Yep.
Roll healing.
Target me and roll healing.
Target
me. Hopefully. Please.
Roll healing. There we go. So, I apply healing. How do I apply the healing?
Did you target him?
Yeah, it's got targeted the Lord de Sanguis.
I've got an apply healing button. I've just clicked apply healing.
There you go.
I had to do. Yeah, you have to kind of accept stuff that happens to you.
Right.
Cool. I lie there in some form of euphoria, just babbling. Oh God, that was good. God, that was good. Yes.
Right. Okay. I have used half of my healing capability, so there you go.
I look up at Lady Jumanji and just go, God, that was worth it.
Did you want to put identified magic items in there?
Not really. I was just moving everything across.
Yeah.
Was there an identified magic item?
That's a good question. I can't. Even on there, you can't. You can probably edit it once you've put it on the NPC.
I've got one other thing to put on them. I can't edit it, I don't think. Description. Terms. Unidentified. Aha. All right.
All right.
Well, we can divvy up the treasure and stuff next week.
Yeah, you can. Well then, guys. That she was quite hard. Her overhand smash did D8+12 or D12+12 or something like that. And I was thinking, against first level characters, that's quite rough.
That's kind of an ouch moment.
But I remember when Paul was refereeing, all the creatures seemed really, really hard.
But she was higher level than you, third or fourth, so yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, that's right. Just following in the Monday night tradition.
A D12+12 is generally a character killer.
Did I ever give you a winnable encounter?
Rarely.
No, but most monsters weren't doing
because death the single blow type
one shot.
The way the system works, it's almost impossible to do a one shot.
Yeah.
You might be incapacitated.
I looked online for this particular fight, see if there are any comments about it, and there's a lot of people going. it wasn't friendly, but as it turned out, she didn't really help you. She was there to help you if you fucked up, but
she took the giants out.
She's always going to take the giants out. That was her thing. She versus the giants. They were going to magically finish roughly the same time she killed her. Unless, of course, she was killing you, in which case you'd come and help. But you took her out because you had the help from the NPCs, which you got earlier on. And you cured them. And you did your own stuff. So, yeah, impressive. There's hope for you yet.
There is no hope for the army.
This is the whole point.
There is no hope for the fighter. I assure you, Dolor has absolutely no redeeming features.
Or long-term longevity.
Or long-term. No, it doesn't even appear to want it.
How curious. How would experience more of this?
Oh, but he is absolutely euphoric. He did just meet his god.
For a short period. 5 seconds, maybe.
How much XP have you guys got now?
840.
800, yeah.
Yeah.
So we just got 440 for that. And we need about,
160.
Yeah, 260.
160.
But I'm on 840 out of 1,000.
Yeah, so you need
160. 160, yep. Cool. So, another normal encounter rather than a big two giant encounter, and we are good. We're cooking on gas.
Or maybe if there's a suitable plot experience for rescuing.
We should continue next week and see what happens.
I'm looking forward to actually interviewing her and to talking to her about why the heck were you attacked like this? And who do we have to go and kill?
We have to go and thank for this.